Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to, or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. We're going to go deep right now into productivity and persuasion and help you understand what are the productivity secrets of the highest performing people in the world, and specifically, what are their ways that they approach influence and persuasion that help them inspire the masses, influence individuals, and also help other people follow them, buy from them, and convince them to take action. So let's jump right into it. And we're going to cover four secrets to making you a more influential and persuasive person. How's that for a promise? Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you how from now on you can become a more productive person, because the way you approach your day is going to change. I'm going to get you off of the email data drip. You know what I'm talking about? How you're kind of going throughout the day, but you're checking your emails sporadically, and suddenly you find yourself in a warp hole of new links and new things to do and other people's agendas. The inbox is nothing but a convenient organizing system of other people's agendas. This is going to teach you to get your agenda back in life. And when you get your agenda back, suddenly you feel more in command of your life. And when you feel more in command of your life, you feel a greater charge of excitement and enthusiasm for the world. If we can build within you a stronger internal charge of clarity and confidence and courage, then we can also help fire within you the energy that you need to connect with other people and to contribute to the world. You can become one of the highest performing people in the world at whatever you do if you master your psychology and your physiology. And of course, you master your ability to get things done and influence others. So let's jump in. Let me show you some core concepts, give you a takeaway, and get you rocking, okay? First and foremost, in persuasion, the person who is most present is the most influential. And let me say that again. The person who is most present is the most influential. If you want to be persuasive with someone and influence them, you'd better be there with them, fully engaged, fully energized, fully present in this moment. Otherwise, the option is distracted, checked out, half engaged. And let me tell you what, people who are distracted and half engaged in the world do not move and pivot the world. People who are half playing, half speed, half interested, live half lives. We want you fully charged, fully engaged. So first and foremost, realize if you're in a situation where you got to go and influence your child to fall in love with school again, if you walk in there exhausted and checked out and be like, "We need you to love school," they're not going to feel it. You need to be there with them, fully present, and engage with them. Because when you're engaged, there's this energy. It comes back and forth and back and forth. It's almost palpable. And the greater you're able to tap into your own energies to be present
and to pull those from other people, to allow them to be present and fully engaged with you, the more you have rapport and ultimately influence with them. So that's why we said at the base of the entire high performance framework is presence, right? Is really being engaged with people so that you ask yourself multiple times a day, what level am I right now in terms of my presence? Am I fully physically engaged right here? Am I emotionally vibrant right now? Or am I off the charts? And if you're going to be in an influence situation, do not go in physically drained or emotionally checked out. You can't serve at that level. All influence comes from being there and present with the person, first and foremost. Second, realize that, you know, those who are most clear win. You know, often in a negotiation, when two people sit down to a negotiation table or even a sales table, the person who is more clear about where we can go and more clear about the options of what we can do together, that person ends up being the most influential. The problem is most people go into a meeting or most people go into a sales situation or an influence situation and they walk in, they might be present, but they're completely open and they haven't narrowed down a little bit of options of where we can go. And if they're not clear about the future of where we can go together, the future of this relationship, they're in trouble. And realize that clarity kind of has two things in an influence relationship. There's you and there's them. And there is this magical space in between called the relationship. So if you're going to become a person of influence, we need you to be clear on what is it? What is it that you want? What is it that you feel? What is it that you desire? What's upsetting you? What's inspiring you? You need to think about them. Where do they live right now? How do they feel? What do they want? What do they desire? What do they need? What's their hopes and ambitions and frustrations? So yeah, you got to study to have influence. But you also need to come from a perspective of thinking holistically about the relationship, which is, what do we need together? What could we become together? You know, one of the greatest influence strategies of all time is to raise people's levels of ambition for who we can be together, right? Great leaders of the past, they'd start these movements. One of the ways they started the movements is they'd raise the ambition of the group to come together to accomplish a greater ambition. And so people would be fully energized, like, I've got to join this. I'm excited about this. And they'd solidify around a cause and they'd have ambition not only to achieve more, but to be more together. If you want to influence people, you've got to get clear on your messaging about who can we be together. And the more you nail that point, the more influence you have. Pretty cool distinction, huh? People are influenced most by those they... What do you think it would be? I mean, who's had the greatest influence in your life ever? Think about that person for a moment. Now, ask yourself, why did they have so much influence with you? What was it about them? How did they impact you? What did they say? Why were they different than anybody else? Something interesting to study. I've studied this for 15 years, so just trying to figure out, what are the great leaders of our time? How is it that they were able to engage so many people? I mean, 15 years of my life studying leadership communication. And the thing I found over and over and over again, whether it's large groups or individuals just like this, one-on-one, that people are influenced most by those that they first and foremost trust, but also by those that they admire. So let's talk about these two things. Trust. What creates trust? Well, often trust is created by proximity. Like you trust the people who are around you a lot and who don't screw you over, right? The people who are present and engaged with you on a continual basis and who have your thoughts in mind, who care about you, which we'll get to. But the trust is engaged by because they've delivered on a promise that they promised to you, that they have fulfilled what you wanted, that they have been there for you. And trust is very, very, very important. My question is this: how much do your children trust you? How about your teams? How much do your audiences trust you? You know, I say that if you can master your proximity to them, be around them more often, and make promises and fulfill those promises with heart, soul, and excellence, and with their good nature, their goodwill intended, then you can have more influence than you ever imagined. A lot of marketers come to a lot of our training events, and they're trying to figure out how to have more influence with people. And I say, well, when's the last time you reached out to them? And most marketers, they only reach out to people when they have something to sell. And I go, no. You need to get in their world, be around them more, proximity. And you need to promise good content or more information or free products so that they can see you fulfill on that. Then they trust you more. Admire. How do you know who you admire in life? Well, I think we admire people based on two things in life. We admire people based on their contributions in life, what they've accomplished, what they've done, their credibilities, you know, what they've given to the world. But we also admire people based on their character. And so if that's true, then let's look at your character. I mean, how much are you living your life as a role model so that people admire you? When you're a role model, people listen to you more. They're influenced by you more easily. They look up to you. They follow you. They buy from you. They believe in you. So my question is, are you living every day of your life with the intention to be a role model, to be an example of what's excellent and amazing and incredible in the world, what's hopeful and positive and directed in new ways that inspire people? I mean, are you that person that's inspiring people or bringing them down? I love that great quote from Booker T. Washington, the great civil rights leader and educator. Booker T. Washington said, there are two ways to exert strength. One is pushing down, the other is pulling up. Be the person who pulls others to their feet, who raises their ambitions for excellence and for being a good person. Your character counts. Your character and your contributions to the world, that's what people see. They see what you're doing and who you are being. And based on those two things, they decide, do I admire this person? They decide, will I follow this person, believe in this person, buy from this person? And certainly they decide if they will trust in you. And ultimately, people are influenced most by those that they trust, admire, and believe care for them. See, if we can just change your tonality and how you're approaching the audience, right now you're like, ah, this idea, whatever, and you're throwing things. No. Actually pause for a moment, care, and demonstrate that you care if they understand or not. Care if they get it. Care if they will implement it. You know why you want to have more influence with your child? Demonstrate more caring to your child. You want to have more influence with your team? Demonstrate more caring to the team. Because when people feel that you care about them, yeah, they trust you. Yeah, they admire you. But yeah, they care for you and your message and your work and your priorities more too. The greatest way to have a greater connection with people is to care more for them. I want you to think about all the relationships in your life with your children and say, how can I demonstrate more caring to my child tonight? I want you to think about your spouse. When your spouse comes home tonight, or your significant other, your partner, and they walk in, I want you to light up for them, be engaged for them, but also demonstrate how much you care about how their day went. Demonstrate that you love them. You know, love is impossible without caring. Kindness is impossible without caring. Altruism is impossible without caring. Caring is the root of some of the basic human drives that make us incredible. And I want you to demonstrate more caring for people than anyone else. Because guess what? If you care for them more, if you are more present, you are more clear, you understand how they can change, and you're more persuasive about that emotionally and rationally, then guess what? You are contributing to them. You are being a role model. They do start to trust you. They do start to admire you. And you start to have the influence you always wanted in life. I hope this message has inspired you. And I hope this message serves you. Think about how you can demonstrate more caring today. That one idea could take you to the next level in every single situation you are in your entire life. How's that for a promise? Until then, go out every single day of your life. Live fully. Love openly and make your difference today.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff. and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.